This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, shirking responsibility. Industriousness emerges when it is required for survival or from ambition. Ambition is one of the aspects of testosterone, so males naturally assume responsibility. Lower testosterone individuals, primarily females, but also in feminine males, delude themselves that they are responsible, but it's mostly just virtue signaling. Modernity allows people in the West to live lives of indulgence, where every need is met without effort, living off the contributions of others. The reality is that only responsible people, primarily men, are held responsible, while the irresponsible are excused using the rhetoric of oppression. As it is now, shirking responsibility is incentivized because attending to obligations is costly and there is no penalty for neglecting them. The right, conservatives, understand that conscientiousness is essential for survival, so they instill duty and commitment into their offspring. But the left cynically adopted the egalitarian attitude that those with plenty must share with those that need help. Their motivations are envy, resentment, laziness, and selfishness, and their excuse is that they have no control anyway. This is where the ideological difference about accountability between right and left are in stark contrast. The right cares about family, society, and nations, things that an individual can actually change and be responsible for. Contrarily, the left cares about big things that individuals have no control over, like the world and everything in it, and hence only feel an amorphous responsibility that they then assign to others. As less and less people act responsible, and more people shirk theirs, society will inevitably capsize.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.